我是刚刚从Sydney 回 Sydney 跟新加坡回来。
So I just flew back from Sydney and Singapore.
所以还在倒时差。
So I'm still a little bit jet lagged.
但是感谢主，让我们可以在第一个主日，我们一起来把主的旨意能够再一次跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
I thank the Lord that on this first Sunday that we can that I can share with brothers and sisters the will of our Lord.
今年我们教会的今年一年的主题是马太福音二十四章。
So the theme of this year is in the book of Matthew chapter 24.
对，请我们打开马太福音二十四章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 24.
这是主耶稣自己讲的话，讲到他将来要第二次再来。
And these are the words from our Lord Jesus himself, in which he talked about his second coming.
在二十四章整章圣经里面，他讲到有许多的重要的兆头。
And in this chapter, he talked about a lot of main signs.
那二十四章的十四节呢，就是许多兆头中的一个。
And then verse 14 is one of those many signs.
我们找到了，一起来读一。我先用中文读一次，然后我们弟兄用英文念一次。
Let's read together verse 14, and we'll read Chinese first and then English.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Verse 14, let's start. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
在这一节圣经里面提到有一个叫做天国的福音。
And so in this verse, we just read that it mentioned this something called the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
这一个天国的福音要传遍到地极，然后万民做见证，然后末期就到了。
And that this gospel will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
主耶稣回来，我们没有人知道是什么哪年哪月哪日，我们不知道。
So no one, none of us knows when exactly when our Lord Jesus will return.
这是只有父神知道，耶稣自己都不知道。
Only the Heavenly Father knows, and not even our Lord Jesus himself knows.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，有许多的兆头给我们作为一个一个提醒。
But our Lord Jesus told us that there will be many signs as a reminder to us.
那当你看到这些兆头的时候，你知道那个日子近了。
And so when we see those signs, we know that the day is near.
所以我们过去的几年，我们从14年、15年一直过来，我们一直讲到圣经讲一些什么事情，我们周围发生什么事情。
So since 2014, we've been sharing constantly about what the Bible says about end time and also what's been happening around us.
所以我们实在知道圣经讲的话，每一个预兆都要应验在我们的这个时代里头。
And so we know that all the signs, the prophecies that's mentioned in the Bible are becoming true in our lifetime.
这些兆头只有这一个十四节我们刚刚念的是我们的责任。
And so all these signs, only one of them, which we just read in verse 14, are our responsibility.
对，他特别讲到这个天国的福音要传遍天下。
Especially talk about the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world.
这件事情是教会被托付的一个使命。
So this is one of the great commandments of the church.
如果教会能够照着主的吩咐去做的话呢，他说当你这样子做，那末期就才会到。
And so it says, so if only when the church can do according to what's commanded here, then the end will come.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹，只要我们都是来跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
So brothers and sisters, as long as we are a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们每一个人都有这一份的托付。
This commandment is given to every single one of us.
那我盼望这一节圣经成为我们今年整个教会的一个主题。
And I hope that this passage can become the main theme for our church.
那当然，因着这一个主题，我就要把整个的马太福音 讲到这一个天国的福音来跟弟兄姊妹传讲。
And so because of that theme, so therefore I want to share the entire book of Matthew around this theme.
好，那我们就要从第一章开始。
And so because of that, we start from chapter 1.
对，我们来读几处的马太福音第一章。
So let's read from a few places in the book of Matthew.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
So this is the record of a genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
注意他的小字。
So pay attention to the footnotes.
后裔子孙原文都做儿子。
So the original text for a descendant and grandson, they use the word son.
对，那我就要请大家把他的原文放到刚刚我们念的这一节圣经里头去。
So I'd like to ask everyone to replace the use this the original translation into the passage we just read.
我们再来一次。
So if we read 亚
伯拉罕的儿子，大卫的儿子，耶稣基督的家谱。
So it's thus read, reads, the record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
对。那么然后它下面就是一个很长的家谱，我们不念了。
And what follows a very long genealogy, which we'll skip over.
对吧？都是耶稣的家谱，从亚伯拉罕一直下来2000年的家谱。
So this genealogy records the family history of Jesus, starting from Abraham all the way through 2,000 years of family history all the way to Jesus.
对，你就知道他在这个地方一直讲到第16节，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
All the way comes down to verse 16 where it says, Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah.
那这个家谱是一个王的家谱。
So this genealogy is the genealogy of a king.
而且这个家谱是一直从亚伯拉罕讲到约瑟。
And this genealogy records starting from Abraham all the way to Joseph.
但是他特别声明这一位耶稣是玛利亚所生。
But it's made a special point to point out that this Jesus was born by Mary.
对，那然后他下十八节再特别讲出来他的特殊性在哪里。
And in verse 18, it goes into detail why that is so special.
对，十八节，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
And so here's a detail in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。
And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
She will bear a son, and you shall call him call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这一切事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话。
Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来， 就是神与我们同在。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
好，我想我们圣经就读这几节。
So that we'll conclude our reading there. So we know in the beginning of the New Testament there are four gospel books. Mark, Luke, and John.
这四本福音书都是讲同一位人物，就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And all these four of these books talk about the same person, and that is the Son of God, our Lord Jesus.
但是按照他完成的时间，第一卷完成的应该是马可福音。
But chronologically speaking, the first book that was finished should be Mark.
那然后才是马太，然后路加，最后是约翰。
And then second is Matthew, and the third is Luke, and then lastly is John.
但是圣灵没有把马可放在第一本，而是把马太放在第一本。
But yet the Holy Spirit did not put the book of Mark as the first, but rather put the book of Matthew as the first.
那一定有他神的特别的旨意在这个地方。
So there must be some special meaning from God.
我们常常有一句话说，开宗明义。
We have a saying,
开宗明义。You, in the first statement, you proclaim your purpose. Okay, 就是神要在第一卷书里面把神要做的事情很清楚的向我们启示出来。
And so God wants to reveal his intention to us clearly in the very first book.
那么你如果单单读这个第一章第一节，我们刚刚念的。
And if you just read chapter 1, verse 1, which we just read.
你的第一印象就是说，耶稣是谁呢？耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，然后后面有他一个长很长的一个家谱。
And your first impression may be about who Jesus was, and that he's the descendant of Abraham, the son of David. And then it goes on to list a very long genealogy.
那他这个整个的家谱，我们外邦人读起来，就觉得很枯燥无味。
And so this entire genealogy to us Gentiles, it seems very dry.
一大堆的名字而已，对吧？
It's just a whole bunch of names.
但是对犹太人来讲，这件事情是一个非常重要的一个记录。
But to the Jews, this is a very important recording.
因为犹太人他有十二个支派。
Because the Israelites have 12 tribes.
那每一个支派有他的特定的这个继承权。
And each tribe had their own special inheritance.
也有他特殊的使命。
And also they have the special command.
Commission.
A commission.
那比如说你是由利未支派。
For example, if you are from the tribe of Levi.
那你就知道利未支派是专门在十二个支派里头分别出来侍奉神的。
For as you know that the tribe of Levi are one of the special tribes that's been separated out from the other ones so that they could devote to serving God. And in this tribe there are many different families.
那也神已经给他们分工分好了，有一个家族是专门做祭司的。
And then God also have different tasks for the purpose for each one of these families. So one family, a particular family, is especially for serve as priests.
有的家族是专门要经营这个会幕的。
And one special family is in charge of taking care of the tabernacle.
都有他的特别的分工。
And so each one, they have their own purpose and the work to do.
所以你有家谱，你才知道你是干嘛的。
So only when you have that genealogy will you know that what you are in charge.
而且后来十二个支派都分了地，所以你是什么家谱，你的地在哪里，都有可以考据的。
And later on, each of these family, they all are given a plot of land. So you, if you belong to a certain family, then you know which plot of land is given to you.
那这个家谱呢, 你就知道, 第一, 耶稣基督, 是亚伯拉罕的子孙, 像所有的犹太人都一样的。
And so from this genealogy, we learn that, first of all, Lord Jesus is a descendant of Abraham, just like every other Israelite.
第二,你也知道他是在这个以色列十二个支派里面,他是属于犹大支派的。
And also, secondly, we learn from that is that he belongs to the tribe of David.
Judah.
But not only that, but he's also belonged to this family of kings.
那他在犹大支派里面有一个家族是大卫的家族, 对吧?
And one of this family in this branch is the family of David.
所以这个家族才有资格坐在宝座上。
And so only the member of this family has the authority to sit on the throne.
对，所以这个家谱是非常重要的一件事。
And so that's why this genealogy is so important.
然后呢，我们刚刚读的时候，我要请大家非常注意它原文的翻译是什么。
And so when we were reading this passage, I want you to pay special attention to its original meaning.
你会发现它要介绍耶稣是谁。
So when it wants to introduce who Jesus is,
它的第一节里面。 就充满了启示,
and in the very first passage, it's full of revelation.
他耶稣是谁?
And so who's Jesus?
第一句话,
the very first sentence,
亚伯拉罕的儿子,
says the son of Abraham.
这很稀奇,
this is very amazing.
你如果读家谱,
because if you read through genealogy,
你读了第二节,
you read second verse,
亚伯拉罕的儿子是谁?
Who's the son of Abraham?
啊? 是以上,
it's Isaac.
对不对?
Right?
可是他这里说耶稣是谁? 耶稣是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
But yet here, when you talk about who Jesus is, it says he's the son of Abraham.
所以你就傻眼了。
So you might be dumbfounded.
对不对? 耶稣离, 我刚刚说了, 从亚伯拉罕到最后16节, 耶稣出生, 那是差2000年前, 2000年的故事。
So as I was mentioned, from verse 1 until verse 16, when it mentioned Jesus' birth, this is 2,000 years worth of history right there.
所以在这个地方,你怎么样来理解圣灵启示给马太去写耶稣是谁的时候,他说耶稣是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So how do we understand and interpret what the Holy Spirit revealed to the author when he wrote that Jesus was the son of Abraham.
所以你就要去好好的去读创世纪里面关于亚伯拉罕的儿子的故事。
And so we need to read Genesis, the part about the son of Abraham.
关于亚伯拉罕要有个儿子，那是创世纪里面一个大的故事。
So in the story about how Abraham got his son is one of the major story in the Old Testament.
他本来是成长在加勒底的乌尔，对吧？
So he was originally from Ur.
他的老婆叫做撒来。
And his wife was called Sarah.
有一天神荣耀的神向他显现，叫他离开本地本族。
往神要指示他的地方去。 And one day God showed him to reveal to him and to told him to leave his home and to a foreign land.
那神的意思叫他跟他老婆离开就可以了。
And so what God is saying that just to ask him to take his wife and leave.
但是他把这个事告诉他爸爸。
But yet he told this about told his father about this.
所以他爸爸说，哎，我也跟你一起去啊。
And so his father said, "Oh, I'll go with you."
所以他爸爸。 带着他，还加上一个侄儿叫罗德，一共四个人离开了乌尔。
And so his father, and then he also brought along his cousin Lot, and so together four people left the land.
但是我们知道后来这些没有神呼召的人都在半途一个一个的离开了。
But we all know that those people who were not called by God, they all passed away on this journey.
然后到了十二章创世纪，神才告诉他。 我要给你一个儿子。
And then until all the way until chapter 12 in Genesis, when God told Abraham that I will give you a son.
那个时候他只有一个养子。
And at the time, he only had an adopted son.
对，他的名字叫以便以谢是吧？以不是以实玛利，以利以谢。
And at the time, the
那、oh, 那这个时候，神说那个是你的养子，不是你生的。我要给你一个你生的。
And so at the time, God told him that that adopted son is not your son. So I will give you, a son who was born by you.
那他说我相信。
And Abraham said, I believe.
那个时候他大概八十岁。
And at the time, he was about 80 years old.
对，然后。这件事情他的妻子也很兴奋啊，我们两个居然会有到了那么大年龄还会有儿子。
And so, when he told his wife was also excited about this because they figured we're so advanced in age, it would be great, so amazing to have a son at our age.
等一年，等两年，等三年，等四年都没有。
So they waited a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, nothing.
老婆急了。
And so his wife, got a little bit anxious.
对不对？跟他的先生说，哎，我有一个下女，她年轻，你跟她生一个算我的。
And so she told Abram, hey, I have this servant girl, she's still young. Why don't you guys have a child and then it could be count as mine?
那所以他就听了老婆的话，就跟夏甲，生了一个儿子，叫做以实玛利。
And so he listened to his wife and so he had a child with the servant girl and named him Ishmael.
所以那个时候圣经说他八十六。
And so at that age, at that time the Bible records him as age 86.
举家欢腾。
And so the whole family was all excited.
对不对？感谢赞美主，神的应许终于大实现。
And they give praises to God for they think that the God's promise have been fulfilled.
那每年 birthday 就要为这个宝贝儿子庆祝一番。
And so every year the son's birthday they will celebrate.
神都没有吭气。
And but not a word from God.
从八十六、八十七、八八一直这样子，每年庆祝他的儿子的生日，庆祝到九十九。
And so every year they went on continue to celebrate the son's birthday all the way until when Abram was 99.
然后神再向他显现。
And finally God revealed himself to Abram.
然后神对他说
Abram, and said,
我要明年这个时候你会生一个儿子。
And he said that the same time next year you will have son.
他说不用，你已经祝福我，就是这个以实玛利。但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
And he said, "Oh, there's no need. You have already given me Ishmael, and may he live before you."
神说，不然。
He said that God said, "No, that's not so."
那个不是我给你的。
That is not the son that I promised you.
必须是你跟你的妻子生的，那个才是我给你的。
That son, the son I promised you, has to come from you and your wife, and that is the son I promised you.
那个时候他九十九岁。
So at that time, he was 99.
罗马书第四章告诉我们。
And Romans chapter 4 tells us.
他说我的身体如同已死。
He said my body is as good as dead.
就是要生一个儿子来讲，我是生不出来的。
And on the matter of giving birth, fathering a son, siring a son, I my body cannot do this.
撒拉的月经已断，她那个时候是九十岁了。
And Sarah, she's already 90 years old at that time.
要一个老头子跟一个老太婆再生一个儿子，这个是照人讲是不可能的。
She already passed her childbearing age, and so for an old man and old woman to have a son, that's not possible according to man's point of view.
但是他说，如果是神说的
，But he said, if it is the will of God,
我信
，I believe.
所以这个儿子，就是他一百岁生出来的这个儿子，他给他起名叫以撒，笑。
So,
这个名字意思就是笑。
So that's why when he has Isaac at the age of 100, he called him Isaac, and which means
laughing.
Oh, it means Isaac, the word Isaac translates to laughing.
对， 因为这真是神好像跟他们开了一个大玩笑一样，对吧？
Because it feels like God is having a good time, a joke with them.
但是这个叫做应许之子。
But this is called the promised son.
神称他为义。
And God calls him righteous.
这是他第二次神称他为义。
And this is the second time God called him righteous.
好，这个儿子。
And this son.
所代表的原则。
And the principle that he represents.
就是人不可能生。
And is that it's impossible for a man to do this.
啊。八十岁的时候，我还能生一个儿子。
So at age of 80, it might be possible for Abraham to have a son.
现在我九十九了，门都没有。
But now I'm 99. There's no way.
对吧？所以他看自己如同已死，但是因为是神的话应许他，他相信在神凡事都能。
So from his own point of view, he views himself pretty much as good as dead, but he believe that when God speaks, when God gives a promise, that it will be true.
所以这个是超过他的能力，但是他相信。
So he knows this is beyond his ability, but he believes.
这个叫做应许之子。
And that this is called the promised son.
这里要强调的是，这件事不是人的能力办得到，而是神的恩典。来办成的。
And the emphasis here is that it's not accomplished through the ability of man, but through the power of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这我们用简单的话来讲，这个以撒的出生是神迹，对吧？
To put it simply, the birth of Isaac was a miracle.
是神的恩典。
It's the grace of God.
而不是人的本事。
It's not because the ability of man.
前面那个儿子叫做以实玛利，那是人的本事，人的聪明生出来的。
And so the previous son Ishmael, that is called is due to the ability of man and because of his wisdom, if you will.
从人来看，那个的的确确是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So from human's perspective, society's perspective, yes, that Ishmael was still indeed the son of Abraham.
但是神不承认。
But God does not count himself.
这就是圣经与可兰经的差别。
And so that is the difference between the Bible and the Quran.
可兰经说的那个儿子就是以实玛利。
So the son of Abraham that's mentioned in the Quran is Ishmael.
那一次亚伯拉罕到摩利亚山去献儿子，可兰经说的是那个以实玛利，只有圣经说的是以撒，是两码子事情。
And so when Abraham offered up his son in the mountain, in the book of Quran, they were talking about Ishmael, but the Bible shows it's actually Isaac.
嗯，所以这个官司打到今天也打不完。
So this lawsuit is continued till today, and there's still no resolution.
所以你要发现一件事情，这是一个属灵的原则的问题。
So you discover that this is the spiritual principle.
一个是靠着人的智慧能力来办的事情，那个叫做以实玛利。
On one hand, it's man accomplishing something using his own intellect, and this is called Ishmael.
但是以撒呢，是完全超过人的本事、人的聪明智慧是没有不可能的。
But Isaac is completely beyond man's ability or his wisdom.
所以现在当马太来介绍耶稣是谁的时候，
and so when it comes to Matthew introducing who Jesus was,
他要告诉我们，他就是亚伯拉罕的儿子，是指着以撒所代表的那个原则。
And so he tells us that he's the son of Abraham. So this is the same principle of Isaac.
那么我们如果去读那个词的时候，就是那个当年在十二章。神对亚伯拉罕说：“你将来会有一个儿子。”
So if we to dive deeper into the specific word that God used when He promised Abraham that he will have a son in chapter 12.
神用的一个字是很特别的，不是一个普通的 son, S-O-N.
So God used a very special word. He didn't just use the normal word a son, S-O-N.
他用一个字叫 S-E-E-D.
He used the word seed, S-E-E-D.
那么中文要翻的话应该叫做种，对吧？种子的种。
So if we were to translate in Chinese, we need to use the same word as like plant seed.
而且那个种是单数的，不是多数的。
And also this is singular, not plural.
虽然那天神对亚伯拉罕说的时候，你看天上的星，你能数得过来吗？
Oh, even though that on that day, God told Abraham, look upon the sky and see all the stars. Can you count them?
那大家的思路就是说，神要给他许多的儿子，像天上的星那么多，这是大家的联想。
And so from that word, everyone might associate God's meaning what God wants to say as he will give Abraham so many sons, as many as the stars in heaven.
但是保罗在加拉太书三章十六节告诉我们 ，No， 那天神不是用这样的字说的。
But Paul in Colossians,
加拉太
Colossians, he said that no, that's not
Galatians.
Galatians,
yeah.
Galatians, he said that is not the meaning of God's promise.
当然，你如果注意看神那天跟亚伯拉罕讲话的时候，他不是用许多的儿子，乃是说一个儿子。
Because if you pay attention to what God said that day to Abraham, he didn't promise him many sons, but he said one seed.
对，那一个儿子就是指着基督说的，这是加拉太书三章十六节。
So that son is in reference to our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is mentioned in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣是谁
？Who was Jesus?
他说，耶稣就是。亚伯拉罕的儿子，就是指着这个原则生出来的那一个神迹的儿子。
And so he said, Jesus is the son of Abraham, and that's in reference to the principle that the miracle, I guess.
因为不是人的本领生出来的。
So this is not born of the ability of man.
而是神的应许，他是那一个 seed, S-E-E-D.
Rather from the promise of God, and He is that seed.
而且，你如果再往亚伯拉罕之前推两千年
，and if you to look even before Abraham, 2,000 years further back,
那就是来到创世纪第三章了。
Then we are at Genesis chapter 3.
到创世纪第三章的时候，神当初跟亚当跟魔鬼说话的时候。
So in chapter 3, when God was talking to Adam and talking to the devil.
如果在第三章你去读，你就会发现神说他对那条蛇说。
And you'll discover that God said what God said to the serpent.
你要伤女人的后裔的脚跟，女人的后裔要 bruise 就打伤你的头。
And he said to the serpent that you will strike the ankle of the descendant of the woman, and her descendant will bruise your head.
对，但是你去看你这个英文翻译 descendant 的时候，那个字是 S-E-E-D, King James 就是这个字 S-E-E-D.
So in the King James version, when talk about the descendant, they used to, it's the actual translation is uses the word seed.
而且是单数的。
And it's also singular.
叫做女人的种。
It says the seed of the woman.
这是父神在创世纪第三章对那个蛇所说的话。
So this is the passage between God and the serpent.
就是说它这是一个预言。
So in other words, this is a prophecy.
魔鬼啊，有一天有一个特殊人物，他要把你的头砸烂。
And basically he's saying, Satan, one day there will be this special person who will smash your head.
他有一个名字叫女人的种。
And he is called the seed of the woman.
你如果看家谱。
So if you look at genealogy.
每一个家谱都是男人的种，不是女人的种。
So every single record of this records as the seed of a man.
对。
Not the seed of a woman.
只有一个人例外。
And there's only one exception.
这个例外的人叫做女人的后裔，女人的种。
And this exception is called the seed of the woman.
那他不是别人，就是他是耶稣基督。
And this person is no other than our Lord Jesus.
这是我们在这里第一句话你要 看出来的。
So this is the meaning that you need to draw from this very first passage.
第二句话
，the second sentence，
他说他是大卫的儿子。
The second part it says he's also the son of David.
那么也就是说，他来是来做王的。
In other words, he came to be the king.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上的。
And he will sit upon the throne of David.
所以你后面整个的这个从第二节开始一直到十六节，整个的家谱是一个王的家谱。
And so, starting from verse 2 all the way until verse 16, this is a genealogy of the king.
所以我们就要知道耶稣是谁。第一，他是亚伯拉罕的儿子；第二，他是大卫王的儿子，他要坐在大卫的宝座上的。
So if we are to know who Jesus was, we need to know first of all he's the son of Abraham, and second of all he's the son of David, and so he's someone who is destined to sit upon the throne.
你如果去读大卫的故事，你就可以读到这一段神当年神对亲口对大卫所说的话。
And so if you go and read the story of David, you'll see the part where God himself, the very words that God spoke to David at the time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣是谁?
Who was Jesus?
我们一般的时候都认为耶稣是我们的救主。
And so we all think that Jesus is our Savior.
对不对?
Is that correct?
百分之百对的。
Absolutely, 100%.
你如果刚刚注意我们读的那句话，耶稣的名字。
So if you pay attention to the passage we just read in regards to the name of Jesus.
就是二十一节。
And it's in verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。耶稣是什么意思？下面说，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来，这就是耶稣的意思。
In verse 21, it explained the name of Jesus' name. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And that's the meaning of Jesus.
所以耶稣的意思就是他要来做人类的救主，他要把我们从罪里面救出来。
And the meaning of Jesus is that he will be a savior of us. He will save us from our sins.
但是他做我们的救主，这是他达到他来到地上的目的的 方法。
So for him to be him being our savior, that is a method for him to come onto earth
to accomplish his
purpose. This is the method by which he is to accomplish his purpose.
那耶稣来的目的是什么？
So what is his purpose?
王
to be the king.
王
to be the king.
这是一个非常重要的认识。
And so that is a very important understanding.
这是马太福音的重点。
And that is the emphasis of the book of Matthew.
如果我们马太福音读完，我们没有看见耶稣来是做王的，那我们这本马太福音书你就白读了。
So if we read through the book of Matthew, but at the end did not recognize the purpose of God coming, the purpose of Jesus comingon earth is to be king, then we have read the book in vain.
读第二章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 2.
好，我们从第一节念到第二节。第二章第一节第二节。
Actually, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
所以有人来解这一节圣经的时候，东方的博士到底是谁？
So,When people's Bible scholars, when they're trying to interpret this passage, they're trying to understand who are these magi from the east.
有两种说法。
There are two school of thoughts.
一种说法是说这些东方的博士从波斯去的。
So one school of thought thinks that these magi came from Persia.
Persia.
Came from Persia.
对，就今天的伊朗。
So Iran today.
对，但是另外一个说法。
But the other school of thought thinks.
这些东方的博士是从中国来的。
These magi from the east come from China.
对，所以 你可以慢慢去研究。
So, you can interpret however you want.
但是重点是在这里。
But the main point is this.
当耶稣出生的时候，
When Jesus was born,
星象有特殊的改变。
There was a special, the celestial event.
那古时候那些研究星象的人，他们就看出来，现在因为有一个星出现，他告诉我们这些人有一个王降生了。
And so in the ancient time, for those who, people who studied the skies, when they saw this new star appearing, they believed that this is heaven telling them that there is a new king who appeared.
不管他是从中国或者从伊朗，他们总是有几千公里的路要老远跑到这一个以色列的地方，而且是一个小乡下叫做伯利恒，来到这里才能够找到耶稣他这个人。
So regardless,
这个应该说小婴孩。
So regardless of where these magi come from, whether it's from Iran or from China, but they still had to journey thousands of miles and all the way to Israel to this small little town called Bethlehem and to see this new baby.
那个时候没有 GPS.
So they didn't have GPS at the time.
他们怎么能够从几千里外能够找到这位小 baby 呢？
So how is it that it's possible for them to come and find this baby who was thousands of miles away?
那圣经说什么？
And so the Bible says,
这些人是看着星，这个星作为导向，把他们老远带到伯利恒来的。
They were guided by the star, and they were using that they were able to come to Bethlehem.
所以你就知道主耶稣的出生不但是地上的人晓得有王要来了。
And so from this you can tell that the birth of Jesus, when he was born, not only are the people on earth.
那他们怎么知道的呢？因为他们看到天上的星的这一个特殊的表现。
And how they come to know this is because they observe a new celestial event in the heavens.
但如果你是读圣经的人，
but if you are someone who read the Bible,
那你就知道主耶稣的出生不是一个偶发事件。
Then you know that the birth of Jesus is not some random event.
而是老早在旧约的里面就已经怎么样预言到的。
But rather something that's prophesied all the way back in Genesis.
对，那刚刚我们是Genesis 没有错，我们刚刚讲的女人的后裔就是其中之一嘛。
And so indeed, it's in Genesis is where it's mentioned the seed of the woman.
然后我们刚刚念的第一章的第二十三节，必有童女怀孕生子，那一段圣经是出自于哪里呢？
And then what about the passage in verse 23 says, Behold, the virgin shall be with child. And so where is this passage from?
那一节圣经是出自于以赛亚，就是在耶稣之前八百年的一个先知，从他的著作里面第九章说到将来有一个童女怀孕生的一个孩子，他的名字要叫以马内利。
And so that passage is from Isaiah, which is who is a prophet 800 years before Jesus in his book, in chapter 9 of his book.
所以像这样的圣经节在旧约里面好几处。
And so similar passages can be found in several places in the Old Testament.
所以如果你是一个读圣经的人，你就知道圣经老早就预言将来要有一个特殊人物，他的名字叫什么，他要来干嘛，他要经历什么样的事情，他的身份是什么，通通讲得一清二楚。
So if you're someone who reads the Bible closely, then you will know that this, the Bible has already prophesied a long time ago about this special person who will come, what his name is, what his purpose is, what he will do.
所以在这个地方我要特别讲到这个耶稣他的身份，他是来做王的。
So here I want to especially emphasize that Jesus came to be king.
可是这个王跟平常地上任何的王都不一样。
But this king is completely different than all the other kings on earth.
对。好，那我们就要来讲第三个点。
And so now come to the third point.
你注意第一章的第一节里面， 第一个点是 耶稣是亚伯拉罕的儿子，第二个点是他是大卫的儿子。
So in, again, going back to verse 1 of Matthew, chapter 1 of Matthew, the first point is that Jesus was the son of Abraham, and the second point is that he's the son of David.
那第三个点是什么呢？
So what's the third point?
中文的圣经翻译成耶稣基督的家谱。
And so the Chinese translation says the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
对，那这个 genealogy 这是英文的翻译。
So genealogy is English word.
你如果去看它的原文。
So if you look at the original
word used, 希腊文，希腊文。
So which is in the Greek.
那这个字。
So this the word that's used for genealogy.
叫 Genesis.
It actually means Genesis.
它有很多的不同的意思。
And this word itself has many different meanings.
这里把它翻译成家谱。
Here we translate it to genealogy.
对，就是 Genesis 这个字里面有一个意思是家谱的意思。
So genealogy is one of the meaning of the Greek word for Genesis.
嗯哼。那么这个字在第十八节也用一次。
And this very same word was used in verse 18.
对，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
In this passage that reads, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows.
所以这个降生也是这个字。
So Genesis also has the meaning of birth.
听清楚了哈。
So
这个 Genesis 这个字，它可以有好几个意思。
So the word, the Greek word for Genesis has many meanings.
一个是这里的家谱。
One could be interpreted as genealogy.
到了十八节是这个降生。
And then in verse 18, it is used to mean birth.
但是
But,
你如果记得
If you remember,
旧约的开头
In the beginning of the Old Testament.
第一章第一节
Chapter 1, verse 1.
讲什么？
What did it say?
起初，神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
对不对？
Right?
那本书叫什么？
And that book is called?
Genesis.
Genesis.
旧约的圣经。
So in the Old Testament.
特别是摩西五经头五本书。
So especially the first five books that Moses wrote.
犹太人怎么命名那头五卷书呢？
How did the Israelites name those first five books?
就是把每一卷书的第一个字拿来命名那一卷书。
So they used the very same, the very first word of each of those books and used that as the name of those books.
这是犹太人那些拉比告诉我们的。
And so that's what the rabbis tells us.
好了。
So,
好好想一想。
So think about this.
圣经第一个字叫做 Genesis.
The very first word in the Bible is called Genesis.
我们中文圣经翻译成 in the beginning.
就
起初。
So,
对不对？
So Chinese translates says in the beginning.
对啊，中文就是 in the beginning. 不，英文是 in the beginning. 中文是起初。
So Chinese is mean the beginning.
所以你想想看。第一卷旧约的书是 Genesis 开始的。
So think about this. The very first book of the Old Testament starts with Genesis.
新约的第一卷书也是从 Genesis 开始的。
And then in the New Testament, the very first book also starts with Genesis.
你说难道是偶然吗？
So is this all coincidence?
不是偶然。
No.
在旧约告诉我们，那一个起初神创造天地，对吧？这样子开始了。
So in the Old Testament, the very first sentence tells us that God created the heavens and the earth.
这里告诉我们一个很重要的事。
So here this tells us a very important thing.
就是宇宙是有起点的。
And that is, there's a beginning. There's a definite beginning to the universe.
在以前读物理的人。
So those who study physics,
就是二十世纪以前,
So this is before the 20th century, those who study physics.
他们认为宇宙是一个 steady state, 就是说是一个恒常的一个状态。
So they believe that, the scientists at the time believed that the universe is in a steady state.
它本来就是这个样子的。
Which means that they believe it's been always like this.
但是后来从爱因斯坦以后
But ever since Einstein,
有一个科学家叫 Lemaître, 是一个比利时的神父。数学家也是个物理学家，也是一个神父。
So there's a scientist called Lemaître.
对
，and he's a
mathematician.
Mathematicians, physicist.
跟你一样是 mathematician.
Mathematician is physicist, but he's also
Catholic father.
Catholic father.
他就是照着那个爱因斯坦的那个相对论的那条公式去推演，他得到一个结论，他。照你的公式，这个宇宙是有个起点的。
And so he studied Einstein's theory of relativity, the formula he used, and he pushed it, extended that thought and said that according to your theory and your formula, there is a beginning to the universe.
他讲给爱因斯坦听，爱因斯坦说：“你的数学是一流，你的物理是最烂的。”
So when he told Einstein this, Einstein said, "You may be excellent in math, but your physics just only so-so."
对，因为他讲说这个宇宙是有一个起点，那个时候的物理学家是不承认的，因为这个宇宙本来就有没有一个什么起点不起点。
Because according to Lemaître, there is a beginning to the universe, but according to the understanding of the scientists at that time, they do not believe that.
那是二十世纪的三零年代的事情。
So that's in the 30s.
但后来经过差不多八十年的各种不同的科学家来，从不同的领域来证明这个 Lemaître 所讲的 Big Bang 是对的。
But after that, through some 80 years of study, various scientists study, they were now able to see that Lemaître was correct.
宇宙的确有一个起点。
The universe,
那科学家叫那个点叫做singularity, 然后有一个大烟花。
And so they believe he's correct in that the universe used to be exist as a singularity, and then there was the Big Bang.
那总而言之，圣经老早就说了，圣经说起初。
So, but either way, the Bible already told us of this. It says in the beginning.
对，是。神是这一切的开始，这是科学家没有办法证明的。
God is the beginning of everything, but and this is something that scientists cannot prove.
科学只知道其所以然，科学家不能告能够解释 how, 但是科学家不能够告诉我们 why.
So scientists could only explain the how part of things happen, but they cannot explain why things happen.
对，那我们从圣经就知道，这一切是从这个创造的神。开始的。
So, but from the Bible, we could tell that all of this begins with a God who created everything.
这是旧约第一个第一句话第一个字。
So this is the Old Testament, the very first book, first chapter, first word.
Genesis.
That's Genesis.
好，那到了新约、
okay.
又出现这个字了。
So now comes to the New Testament, and again we see this word.
我们把它翻译成家谱。
So we translate the word to mean.Genealogy.
是有它这个意思。
Indeed, the word does contain.
但是我想神要在这里不但告诉我们这里有个家谱，神更要告诉我们全人类这里有一个新的 beginning.
So indeed, I believe that God is revealing to us that there is indeed a genealogy here, but He's also telling all the humanity that there is a new beginning.
这个新的 beginning.是在基督开始的。
And this new beginning starts with Jesus.
这是神又是一个了不起的一个大事。
And this is again another great event.
为什么
accomplishment by God.
因为那个前面旧约的那个创造因为罪而整个被咒诅了。
And the reason is because the old creation, because of sin, the old creation, the entire race,have been cursed.
刚刚我们姐妹带师的时候带我们读了一段圣经叫做 罗马书第八章有没有
？So our sister just led us to read Romans chapter 8.
其实，在那里面有一句话，它万物在一个状态里头。
So there's a passage in there where it says everything is in this state.
啊，在我们姐妹只带我们读后面的一段，我要请你们注意，在这个第八章里面有一句话说到这个旧造的痛的状态。
And so our sister led us to read the later part of that book, but in the same chapter, it talked about the state.
八章二十节这样说。
So chapter 8 verse 20 it says,
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
So verse 20 and 21, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
22节,
and verse 22,
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到今日。
For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
所以这个旧的创造
So this old creation
因着罪的缘故
And because of sin
整个的受造之物都在一个捆绑的里头
So this whole entire creation is under bind.
这是什么的捆绑
And it is by what?
死亡与罪的捆绑
It's been bound under the bondage of death and sin.
对吧？你看到我们去年美国遭遇什么事啊
？So look at this past year. What happened in the United States?
从日食之后
，So after the solar eclipse，
你就看到几个大的飓风，破纪录的飓风，在美国的南方 Texas。Louisiana, 还有Florida.
So we have these record-breaking hurricanes that struck the southern part of the United States, including Texas, Florida, Louisiana.
然后你看到美国的西海岸，从我们 Washington 州一直到 California.
And then the entire West Coast, starting from Washington State all the way down to California.
我们有什么遭遇啊？
What do we have to
森林大火对吧
？We had to deal with the forest fires.
多少的人的房子都被烧掉
？So many people's homes were burned.
这还不够。
So that's not all.
现在美国的东岸是什么
？So now on the east coast,
大的冰天雪地啊
！We had this ice and snow.
我尼加拉瀑布本来是大瀑布，现在通通变成冰棍。
So the Niagara Fall, the Great Fall, now.It used to be all water, but now it's all frozen popsicle.
整个全部乱套了。
So everything's all turned upside down.
所以叫做一同叹息劳苦。
So that's why it says all creation groans.
在等候得赎的日子。
And to wait for the day of salvation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
什么叫做福音
What?Is the gospel.
什么叫做好消息
？What does it mean? What does good news mean?
就是神有一个新的开始。
And that, it means that, and that refers to God telling us there is a new beginning.
这个这里第一个字再提到 Genesis.
So again, here it uses the word Genesis.
跟谁有关系
？And who is this related to?
跟神的儿子耶稣基督有关系。
It has to do with the Son of God.Lord Jesus Christ.
在他的里面，所有的咒诅都拿掉了。
And in him, all the curses have been removed.
因为他来把人的罪除掉了。
Because when he came, he took away all of man's sin.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，一切都变成旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
And if someone is in Jesus, then all the old has been removed. All the past is all the past transgressions are in the past have been removed.
那这个新的创造怎么开始的呢
？And so how did this new creation start?
就是耶稣基督来做人。
And as it starts with Jesus coming into this earth,
对吧
？Into this world,
道成了肉身。
The Word became flesh,
充充满满住在我们中间。
And fully living among us.
好，那么我们这些人怎么能够有希望能够进到这一个新的创造里头去呢？
And so, how do we enter into this new creation?
他要来建立他的这个国。
So, he'll come to, he can, come to, build, establish his kingdom.
刚刚我们说他是王，对吧？
Because we just mentioned, he is the king.
王必须有一个国，对吧？
And so, in order to be king, you have to have a kingdom.
那所以等到我们来看这第一卷福音书的时候，它的主题是讲什么？
And so when we read the very first book of the New Testament, what was its theme?
那如果你读，来看几句话。
So if we read a few passages.
第三章
，Chapter Three，
第二节
，Verse Two。
这是耶稣的先锋，叫做施洗约翰，他来为耶稣做见证。
So this is written by John the Baptist.
他是 pioneer.
He's the pioneer, and he came to give testimony to Jesus.
他出来为耶稣怎么做见证？
And so see how he gives testimony on behalf of Jesus.
对吧？他说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后你到了第四章。
And then chapter four.
那你看第十七节，耶稣出来传道。
And verse 17, this is when Jesus started to preach.
他从那时候，耶稣就传道起来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
He said the same thing. From the time Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
然后他呼召门徒，对吧？
And he called his disciples.
那有一天，耶稣就打发这些门徒出去传道。
And one day he sent forth his disciples to preach.
然后叫他们去传什么道呢？
And what did he send them to preach about?
那你读的第十章第七节。
And that's in chapter 10, verse 7.
耶稣给他们一个题目。
And Jesus gave them a topic.
不是你随便讲不可以的。
So,
耶稣给他们一个题目。
You can't just go willy-nilly and
他说，谁走谁传，说天国近了。
And he says, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以在这个地方，你看到这本书的主题就是天国近了。
So from this, you can see that the main theme of this book is The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是马太福音独有的。
So this is something that's unique to the book of Matthew.
这个词
this word,
在整个的新约的圣经里头
in the whole entire New Testament,
总共用38次天国
appear, the kingdom of heaven appeared 38 times.
中文的圣经
and that's in the Chinese Bible.
而37次
and 37 times,
都在哪里？
This happened in
都在马太福音
in Matthew.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，马太福音的特色就在这里了。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is what's unique.
你如果要抓住这本书的重点，它就是告诉我们王来干嘛，建立他的天国。
And if you are able to, you want to grasp the important point of this book, and that is.The purpose of the king to come is to build the kingdom of heaven.
所以从下个礼拜起
So starting from next week,
我就要把这一卷书28章圣经
So I want to take this entire book, all 28 chapters,
来介绍耶稣
use them to introduce Jesus.
然后你要听耶稣怎么讲天国
And you will hear what Jesus says about the kingdom of heaven.
整个28章圣经马太就把耶稣讲关于天国的道一共五篇
So using for this 28 chapters Matthew through five messages he records what Jesus said about the kingdom of heaven
完整的把耶稣要启示给我们的这个天国在这一卷福音书里面完全告诉了我们
And completely shows us whatJesus reveals to us about the kingdom of heaven.
然后耶稣在二十四章他说，天国的福音怎么样？传遍天下，然后末期就到了。
And then chapter 24, Jesus said, only when the gospel of the kingdom of heaven have been preached to all nations, then the end will come.
这里不是讲传福音而已，他是讲天国的福音。这个比光光讲福音更深一步。
So here is not just talking about the gospel, but rather the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. This is more important.
这是那一个 Genesis.
And that is what Genesis is about.
如果你没有看到这里有一个新的 Genesis, 你整个的圣经就 miss the point.
And if you're not able to see that there is a new beginning that's been talked about here, then you have completely missed the point of this book.
因为那个旧造里面没有什么好讲。
Because there's nothing to talk about in the Old Testament.
那个旧造
in the Old Creation.
只有痛苦，只有咒诅。
But there is only curse and pain in the Old Creation.
这个世界人一直在那里搞革命，搞革命，搞革命。
So in this world, people are trying to constantly revolution.
但是旧造里面，你不管怎么革命，革了半天都一样，都是革别人的命。
So, but as long as you're in the old creation, regardless how you try to revolutionize, but it's only about other people.
主耶稣讲是重生。
But Jesus come to say, talk about a new life.
革谁的命？重生是革谁的命呢？
So, whose life is at stake here?
革我们自己的这个老旧的生命。
He's talking about changing our old life.
因为老的必须过去，新的才能够出来。
For the old must pass in order for the new to come.
这是这本书给我们看见的 Genesis.
And that is the Genesis this book wants us to see.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你如果什么都没有记得，你给我记得这一个字。
So, brother and sister, if you don't remember anything from this message today,
okay,
remember this one word.
这一个字是整个的 key.
And this word is the key to this entire book. So let's bow
and pray.
Lord, we want to thank you.
你如果没有来到这个世界，我们永远在黑暗中。
And if you haven't came into this world, we will still be in darkness.
我们永远是罪与死亡的奴仆。
We will always be slaves to sin and death.
主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
And Lord, how we are thankful to you.
你不愿意看见你所创造的人类被罪被魔鬼辖制。
You don't want to see the man who you have created to be controlled by Satan.
你亲自来到这个地上。
So you came onto this earth.
你来寻找拯救世上的人。
To seek those who are lost.
你把魔鬼的作为除灭。
And you got rid of the deeds of the of Satan.
你要带领所有相信你的人进入新的创造。
You lead all the of people who believe in you into new creation.
来建立一个新的国，叫做天国。
And to build this new kingdom called the kingdom of heaven.
主啊，但愿你把我们心中的眼睛打开来。
Lord, may you open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们用信心来接受你要给我们的这一切大的恩典。
And may we use our faith to accept all this grace that you've given us.
让我们能够在有生之年来与你的旨意配合
so that in our remaining days we may be with as one will as yours
让你的旨意可以行在我们身上好像行在天上一样
and may your will be done on us as is in heaven
求你荣耀你的名
please glorify your name
在你所有的儿女们身上
in all your for all your children
我们敬拜你感谢你
we worship you and we give you thanks
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Please hear our prayers and we pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.